Now we head west, where we are joined by some of the pupils attending Scoil Ognáid Rís, Dingle Boys National School, and they have real skin in the game when it comes to Garvey's Super Value County Senior Football Final on Sunday, Dingle versus Austin Stacks, because, well, the principal of the school is none other than the manager of Dingle, Padraig Corcoran. I'm delighted to say we are joined on the line by three of the pupils, Jack O'Brosnacon, Cian O'Murachú and Daniel O'Murachú. Boys, my Irish is not good, but I just want to say this to you because we really appreciate you taking time out to talk to us this morning. Díobh gurbh maith asavya an seo. We really appreciate you being here on Radio Kerry. And I can only imagine how excited you must be. I'll start first of all with you, Jack O'Brosnacon. Jack, first of all, tell me, what class are you in?
I'm in fifth class.
And what's it been like in the school all week? What's it like having the principal, the master, managing Dingle team? How has Mr. Corcoran been?
He's very good. He's been busy. He's taken us through to a final coming a month ago, our school team, and we won the final.
Oh, well done. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So he's been very busy. So despite all the pressures of the county final, he's still very much focused on the school and he's helped you lead them, and he's helped lead you to victory in this as well.
Yeah.
Were you on the team, Jack?
Yes, I was, yeah.
Tell us, who did you defeat?
We won in the final against Carroll.
Well, and you're probably saying, will this be a good omen for Dingle maybe on Sunday against Austin Stack? Tell me, first of all, Jack, how do you think the game will go? And for someone like me who doesn't know much about football, are there any particular players that we should be looking out for?
I think we should be looking out for Armin Heinrich, Ben Murphy, Paddy Lane and obviously Joe O'Connor.
That's Austin Stacks. And from your side?
I think the whole, if we perform, we could maybe get over the line.
Who's your favourite player? I know you probably love them all, but is there someone you just... who you just really look up to on the team?
There's a couple of them, like Gavin, Tom Sullivan, Paul and Dylan.
Is your hope someday that you'd play for Dingle?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
If I put you on the spot, tell me, and you don't need to answer it, but how do you think the game will... what do you think the result will be on Sunday? Would you chance a guess of a score? Jack?
I don't really have a prediction, but I think Dingle might get over the line by a couple of points.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And of course, it's been such a long time since Dingle won a county final, senior football county final. I think it's 77 years, so...
77 years, 1948.
Oh, you know your stuff. You know your stuff. Look, Jack, thank you so much. And are you going to Austin Stack Park Country on Sunday for the game?
Yes, I will, yeah.
Did you hear the chant from the Austin Stack supporters earlier? What did you make of that?
No, I didn't see it, actually.
Oh, you'll have to listen back. They had a mighty, mighty chant. But I'd say ye have songs and everything and chants and supports and banners and everything. I'd say, what does the school look like?
Well, it's very sport. It's a very, like, there's loads of sports. The Dingle colours and not the biggest school in the lot.
But I'd say it's covered in the red and white. Jack, it's been so great talking to you. Enjoy Sunday and thank you. Gaurav Mahaga, thank you so much for coming on Radio Kerry. We really appreciate it. We have waiting as well patiently two other pupils from Scoil Ognáid Rís, Dingle Boys National School. Cian O'Murachú, I'll go to you first, and Daniel O'Murachú. Cian, I'll go to you first though. Cian, tell us what class you're in.
I'm in fifth class.
So tell us, would a lot of the players have gone to your school? The Dingle players have gone to your school?
Yeah, nearly all the players have. There's only, I think, two players who haven't come to the school.
And does that make it special then, the fact that so many of the team who are lining out on Sunday against the Rockies, that they've gone through the gates of your school?
Yeah, it's very special. Everybody in the school knows it, and there's pictures of them around the school.
What does it feel like? I'd say there must be a lot of attention on the school because Mr. Corcoran is the principal. Would you describe what it's been like? What's that been like and the general atmosphere in the school all week?
Yeah, it's been very special. After we won the Coming Home Scot on Tuesday, everybody's kind of been hyped up and ready for the game.
Yeah, that was a great win. How much did you win against Coro?
We beat them by 2 points in the end.
Oh, so it was a great game. A real good game.
Yeah, it was.
And that was the lift. So you're on a high anyway, even if Dingle weren't in the county final on Sunday.
Yeah.
For someone like Naomi now, who doesn't know a lot about football, as I said to Jack there, tell me, are there particular? I know they're a great and a very strong and a very consistent outfit wholesale. But are there any few players that you would say, oh, look out for them and see how they'll do on Sunday? Who would you advise me to look out for?
Yeah, Joe Connor and Mac. It'll be a big battle in midfield between those two.
Yeah. Do you think it could be decided in midfield?
Yeah, definitely, because the high balls and they have to try and feed into the forwards.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be intriguing, all right. Look, Cian, are you going to the game?
Yeah, I am.
Great. I can, and you're a man who knows his stuff. I can tell that. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with me this morning. And finally, we're joined on the line by another pupil of Scoil Ugnáid Rís, Daniel O'Murcu. Daniel, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us first of all, what class are you in?
I'm in sixth class.
How are you feeling? Could you describe how are you feeling at the moment?
I'm confident, but it'll be a very tight game.
And do you think Dingle will do it? Because it's been such a long time since Dingle last won the county championship, senior football county championship.
Yeah, I think they could do it, but it'd be very tight in the end. But I think they could get over the line.
And of course, there's lots to look forward to. I mean, Ian Dingle must have been delighted when Mark O'Connor came back from the AFL. He was excellent. I mean, there were great performances by many Dingle players in the semi final. But Mark O'Connor was really put in a barnstorming performance in the semi final, didn't he? What do you think about his prospects on Sunday?
Yeah, he's very good catching a lot of kickouts and. He's very good for a man who hasn't played football in a couple of maybe months and maybe years. So he's very good on last Sunday.
Are you going to the match yourself?
Yeah, I will be. Yeah.
And do you know anyone? Do you know anyone who was around in 1948 when Dingle last won?
Well, there, Keg O'Connor, Mark O'Connor's. Granddad, I think, was on it.
It's such a long time ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
What will it be like? And I know it's kind of been hard for you today, boys, because most schools are closed because the election is happening and they're being used for polling booths. But you actually have school today. But I'd say you probably don't mind being in school because there's so much excitement about the county final.
Yeah. We still wouldn't mind to get the day off.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah. Look, thank you so much. It's been great talking to you all. Jack O'Brusnacon, Cian O'Murcu, and you just heard there from Daniel O'Murcu. They are pupils at Scoil Ugnáid Rís, Dingle Boys National School, where the principal is the Dingle trainer, Padraig Corcoran. And in the second hour, we'll be hearing from Scoil Owen Balúnach and Tralee. Thank you, Gurv Mahagwiv, boys. As I said, my Irish is not great, but I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us here on Radio Kerry this morning. And enjoy Sunday, regardless. News at 10 is on the way. Gurv Mahagwiv.
Kerry Today, live from the Kerry Sports Academy in Tralee to celebrate Munster Technological University's conferring celebration.